All right, this is Sally Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to become more thoughtful.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Now, if I read the title of an episode for a podcast that said, how to be more thoughtful, I'd be like, let me skip this one, right?
So first of all, don't skip this one. Today seems to be esoteric day.
Yes.
So
this might be one of the most important discussions we've ever had. Let's see if we could keep to that promise.
Wow, we got
to
deliver on that. Right?
Yeah. So here's why I want to talk about this.
Okay.
So the last 2 weeks, there has been a number of moments in discussions with people in my team, in my family, or people that I advise, people that are friends or startup founders, where in a very short period of time, like they would describe something to me and I would look at it and it would be glaringly obvious that there's something missing here. And I would ask, well, what about this obvious thing? And there would be no answer to it. And one way or another, people would be like, oh, shit.
We didn't think about that.
I didn't think about that. Yes, that's the money. That's the money sentence here. Oh, I didn't think about that.
So I got a quick aside.
Yes.
I keep staring at the water I have here.
Yes.
And I think you're really thoughtful for every time I show up, there's always a water on the coaster that's on my side.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I want you to be taken care of.
I appreciate that. So there's an example of you being thoughtful in a little way.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of a tip.
Yeah.
Just start being thoughtful in little ways and it might help, and thoughtful for other people.
So.
Because it's a practice, right?
Yes. But how do we get there? So what I want to get to is because there were, like yesterday I had dinner with my co-founder and I told him about one little thing that happened and we were crying laughing. Like in a painful way, it was like half laughing,
like
half
one of those
crying.
Fucked up, kind of like.
I don't know what it was, like a mixture of like it was an example of somebody being really thoughtless about something in a very innocent way.
Yeah, gotcha.
But it just made us go, oh my god, why?
Yeah.
Why are people not thinking things through?
Correct.
And so it's something I'm struggling with, and I'm wondering, how can I help people to be more thoughtful? How do you even do this? Because it seemed like a thing where if I told somebody, be more thoughtful, the next question to me is, how do I do that?
And, or I'm already thoughtful.
Or, well,
I don't know.
All right. The benefit in my life is that the people that I've taught that told this, they're self-aware enough to be like,
okay.
Yeah, shit. But they struggle to get there, or they struggle to know what to do to get there. And in the past, a lot of times the advice that I've given to people were things like, well, take more time and add more focus to something. So don't do it while you're listening to music, answering emails. Don't rush into this 3 minutes before the meeting. Like, make sure you spend more time in a more calm environment and thinking it through all angles. What could Stelly say about this? What happens next is a big component of this, right? Oh, if we do X, Y, and Z, what happens next? Like thinking into the future, which is something I was wondering about with the water example that you brought up, is, you know, why do I not forget this, or why do I always do this? Is because before you show up, I'll imagine you coming through the door. I'll imagine sitting us down. And then I know I want you to have water. We're talking for an hour. And I will, if there's something on this table, you know, that I don't want you to see, like naked pictures of me or something else, I'll
never seen them. Don't want to see them. We're good.
So I'll think through what's going to happen next. What do I want this experience to be? And I'll pick up on things versus, I would notice a lot of times people don't think into the future ahead of what's happens next. So you show up and this room is a mess and they don't have the laptop open and they're like, oh shit, I don't know, where's the software to record this?
Yeah.
And oh, do you need water? And to me, that is like not thinking ahead a few steps and thinking, oh, in 30 minutes, somebody's going to show up. What can I do to prepare this?
Yeah. And we always have limited time.
Yes.
Right? Just in general.
Yeah.
So it makes sense on your framework around it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to look up the definition of thoughtful.
I love it. Yes.
And there's three.
Okay.
One, so these are definitions of thoughtful. One is absorbed in or involving thought.
Okay.
The example is browse drawn together in thoughtful consideration. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, cool. So that's the number one one, okay. Which is not what we're actually talking about, no. Right? So that's interesting that that's the first one. First, and I think that's one reason why when you say it, people don't fully internalize it. Because they're like, oh, I think a lot. I'm thoughtful. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So number two, I think we're getting better, is showing consideration for the needs of other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, he was attentive and thoughtful.
Okay.
So you could say that half of the water is that.
Yes.
Right? The other one, which is the third one, is showing careful consideration or attention.
Yeah.
I would say the other half is that one.
That one.
Right? Of like, what's the experience? What do we got to do here? How do we save time? While the consideration for other people is like, oh, I have water. He might as well have water, for example.
Yeah.
Right? So I think we could start there and say, well, like, you know, if you're in a situation where someone else is involved, you should be thoughtful about what's going to happen and what their experience is together.
Yeah.
Right? It's a pretty simple one. And that's one where I bet the best salespeople are really thoughtful when they get on the phone.
Yeah. They typically are. Anyone that is in a position that requires them to influence others, salespeople do that for a living, leaders in any, founders in a lot of ways do this. When you have to communicate and influence, you know, being thoughtful makes a big difference.
So they're
thinking about the, looking at the world from the other person's perspective and taking that into consideration in your actions and the things you're trying to accomplish is a big, big part of that.
Yeah. And you know, that's just being human in a lot of ways, right? And thinking about other people.
Yeah. And that's not really what I wanted to talk about. Like, that's not my issue, right? The third one is
showing careful consideration or attention.
Yes.
So in a lot of cases, I think what you're referring to in some ways is attention to detail. It's a detail.
Yes.
It's a detail to have the water there. It's a detail to have your laptop open and the recording software ready before we start, before I even get here. It's a detail to clean up your desk so that I have places to put my long arms, right?
Okay, fair.
For example.
Yes, but a lot of times the struggle I have, I'm not sure if it's the detail, the lack of attention to detail, although I think that matters. I would verbalize this in saying, this person didn't think this through. Like they, let's say we go, well, I'm going to, you know, launch this product and sell it to 1 million people. And then you go, interesting. How do you reach these people? And I go, oh, good question.
I didn't think about that.
Yes.
Don't tell me you're going to reach 1 million people, right?
Yeah, your face is exactly that, right? Yeah. It's my face.
Yeah, right? I know when you hear that, right? You're
right.
Just like, what the fuck?
And this now, this may sound stupid to many people that are listeners, where they're like, it's obviously stupid.
No, it isn't.
But it isn't. But and also, this is an obvious example, but I can give you 100 examples that might not sound as stupid to you, where you thought about step one and two, and that's where you stopped. And you're like, let's do this. And when I ask about step three, you go, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and then you have to go back to the drawing board, and you wasted some time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could just have a value that says be thoughtful.
Be thoughtful, yeah. But how do people practice this? Like, what is the actionable, I want you to be more thoughtful, so here's my advice on what you should be doing together.
Okay, so I'll give something super tangible, right?
Yeah.
I believe this is the reason why at Amazon, every meeting has the leader in the meeting or whatever, the person organizing the meeting, write a two-pager about what that meeting's about and like the specific topic, and they've been thorough and attentive to detail, and if they aren't, the meeting ends before it starts.
Yeah.
Right? Where's your two-pager? Right? Yeah. That, I'm sure there's people at Amazon saying that all the time. So I think the first level is know that you want attention to detail in your company. The second level is create systems so that you're sort of making sure everyone has it.
Yeah. So why do you – if you asked me – and I had somebody ask me this. Somebody recently was like – somebody that I've challenged on this thoughtfulness thing many times, he presented a plan to me, and then at the end I asked some to me obvious questions, and some of them he did a better job than he used to. So on the progression scale, he did well, but there were still some really obvious things to me
gaps,
and he got so upset with himself, and he was like, dude, I spent so much time thinking about this. I spent so much time asking myself, what will Stelly, could Stelly say here? I tried to like challenge myself in all directions. And still, motherfucker, like the first question you asked.
I didn't know how to answer.
What the fuck am I supposed to do here, right? So, and then he asked, why are you thinking this way? Like, how, and I don't have a good answer to this. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
So let's play out the role there. Yeah. Right. I would say that if I got presented with that problem, and that person, I would, and this is more of a management thing, I would say, I would actually try to figure out how to get in their process earlier and give them the feedback earlier. Mm. So, and this is assuming they said they spent all that energy, spent a lot of energy. So for me, it's like, oh, okay. So next time, start with a skeleton outline of that thing. Let me give you feedback on that. Then once you fill it in, I give you feedback on that, right? So share earlier with me would be my response to that person. Yeah. So if you're really concerned about like me so much, share it earlier. Let's align on it before you spend so much energy on it.
Yeah. This is something.
Don't hide it from me. That's another statement I've made to team members. Don't hide it from me. Cause like, I don't want to wait 3 days.
Yeah.
Look at it and be like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like you got to go spend another 3 days on it or whatever. Instead, show me in an hour.
Yep.
Then show me in a day.
So that's a good one. Actually one where that has been a recurring theme trying to and helping people to do that, where you don't want them to spend a lot of time and then present the final product, whatever that is, plan, idea, thought, but like get you involved in an iterative process.
Yeah, a lot of, like, you know, in corporate they call it get buy-in.
Yes.
Get the buy-in earlier.
Get it earlier. The other thing is, a lot of times what I observe now that we talk about this is that people jump into the details too quickly versus staying. Like, I think most people are not used to thinking about things on a high enough level with enough perspective to go, again, to go, what is the most important thing here? What is the problem we're trying to solve? Do we have alignment on the problem? What are potential solutions on a really high level? Do we know how to execute these solutions? And then at the final stage, once we have alignment on problem and solution, let's put out a plan on how to execute on the solution. Most people just go, oh, we need more, whatever it is, more traffic to our site. And then they lay out a plan, which is basically 100 different little detailed tactics to get more traffic. But there's a lack of strategy behind all of this, right? And that a lot of times also that like lacking thinking about things on a high enough level and making sure there's clarity and alignment of these things before I jump into details is also something that I find that I would then verbalize as somebody didn't think this through.
Okay. So as you were talking, before you said the word alignment, that word was in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you said that like 5 times.
Yes.
We have episode 76 on startup team alignment. See, I'm learning from
you're
you.
You're doing my thing.
And I think that's a really great example of how you prevent this lack of thoughtfulness by actually making sure that everything you do, you're aligned. Right. And it's alignment really in a lot of these cases, if you're the one responsible for helping them execute on that thing and they are presenting it to you, they need alignment with you.
Yeah.
So getting the buy-in constantly helps them get alignment. The other thing I thought of is episode 140, the power of writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you can't get alignment unless you write something down.
Is that true?
That is so true. Think about it. Like, it's just like, I think we've talked about it even in that one.
Yeah.
But basically what we said and what I remember and just what I believe is that if we say it, let's say there's a third person here and we're both trying to get them to do something, right? Because that happens a lot in companies. Yeah. It's not just one person trying to get somebody to do something or explain a problem or whatever. You're going to say something. I'm going to say something. That person is going to interpret both those things in different ways than we intended.
Yeah.
And then when there's two of them coming at the person, that person, if they just go execute, it's probably not aligned with what we wanted.
Yeah.
Even though we might think we were aligned and then we said the same thing to the person and it was aligned, that person's interpretation of it might not be. So the thing you can do is all the tricks we said in that episode, but one key one in my mind is just like write it down right after the meeting. So if that person wants to be proactive and becoming more thoughtful, they would send an email to both of us saying, I heard this from you, and this is what I'm going to do as a result. And here are areas where I'm conflicted. And I don't know what I should do.
Yeah.
And I'm giving a very common scenario of how you having two bosses, so to speak, because that happens a lot where there's two people trying to tell you what to do. Now, if it's just one-on-one, you might think that's not important. But again, your words are not always interpreted in the way you intend them. They never are, actually.
Mm.
So you have to get alignment on, did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Did you understand what it was? So the best way to do it is give them a quick homework thing. Give them homework. Yeah. You want alignment and you talk about something, give them homework to write it down or do the homework yourself and send over an email and say, blah, blah, blah. Right. So, you know, I'm actually hiring a contractor for something who I worked with in the past. And what my partner and I did before we even brought her on or anything was write up the whole plan ourselves of here's what we believe we're going to do. And here's what the schedule is roughly, not even day by day, just like, you know, by end of month or by beginning of month and things like that. And then we got alignment on that. And then we made the contract and the agreement. And now the person we hired is going to fill out the details and then we'll get alignment on that. And she's already been starting to do that, but we could have just hired her and said, hey, we're going to work on this. Here's the high level things we're going to do. But if we had no schedule, how are we going to have any alignment on her capabilities and her ability to execute on that? Because she's just a contractor and she's going to do it in part time. So to me, alignment is how you can help people be more thoughtful because you're aligning on all the details.
Yeah.
And they aren't details like the weeds, like here are all the tactics. There are more details of here's the plan.
Yeah.
So it has a lot to do with planning.
Yeah, I love that. And the word alignment has been really powerful. I've seen this come up in our company after this episode, oftentimes when there would be conflict and then somebody would say, I actually don't think we disagree. I think we just are not aligned on this yet. So
misalignment is a company killer.
Yeah. It's a big thing. So you're touching on something else that's really important, which is people.
Yeah.
Right? And we talked about this kind of on the periphery with the water and you and taking care of other humans and being considerate of other humans. A lot of times plans, people set they think about a plan or something they want to do, and they're not considering the humans involved carefully enough. And the humans can be the people that need to execute this, but the humans could also be their bosses or their colleagues. It could be the other competitors and how they will react, or the customers and prospects. They don't think about, like, I had this the other day where somebody sends me an email and goes, hey, we want to send an outbound cold campaign. We want to test this out. And this is going to be the email that we're going to send. And my reply was, they used a tactic that I actually said is going to be successful at getting people to open it, but might piss people off. And I'm like,
oh, this is something you said before.
Yeah. I'm like, did you hear what I said about this? And he's like, yeah, you said it's good for open, but it might create problems. I'm like, okay, do me a favor. Answer me this question. If you put yourself in the shoes of this cold prospect. Who is this person? Well, it's a founder of a startup that has so and so many customers. Okay, imagine you're that person and you receive this email and you read the subject line. What do you think? Oh, I think this and this. You open it and then you read this. What is your thought process? And he's like,
damn.
Yes. He's like, well, I would think, fuck you, asshole.
I'm okay, like, well, so we don't want people to think that.
So why would we send this fucking email then, right? I mean, what is the... And I think that, and this is one example, but the perspective that we take is I want people to open the email and I want people to respond. So I'm going to try to do these cool, hacky thing. But I don't think about it from the receiving end. What is that person's experience with this email? But it also oftentimes, like I had this conversation yesterday where we'll have a plan and I go, in theory, I like this. This all makes sense. But now let's challenge this with the reality of the humans that need to execute this. Who's going to be doing what? And that person never thought about that component. I'm like, all right, let's think it out through together. Who is owning that first bullet? Well, it's me. Okay. Who owns the second bullet? Well, it's me.
So in our plan that we gave to that contractor, every single item had who's responsible.
Who's responsible? Yeah.
And that's simple.
And then you know what? I want you to tell me who's responsible. And then I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, should this person be responsible?
Yeah.
Because
that's when you're putting something on somebody else. Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Is this wishful thinking?
Yeah.
Or is this giving the right task to the right person where they can succeed and the task will succeed? Like, this is thinking about the plan, but then thinking, who are the humans?
How are we going to get it done? Who's going to be responsible?
And can these people do these things?
Yes.
Right? Are we just saying, well, I don't want to do it, you don't want to do it, so this person should be doing it? Or, well, we already allocated all the right people to the right plan. There's a last thing that somebody needs to do, so we're just going to give it to somebody. Like, no.
You're almost saying everyone needs to be a mini manager.
Yeah, of course.
That's how you be more thoughtful.
Yeah. You need to
well, manage yourself better.
Manage
and then make sure that whatever you need to get done gets managed too.
Yeah. And the way you do that is not by saying, here's what needs to get done. Let's end there. It's also not by saying, here's what needs to get done. Let's just give it to somebody. It's asking yourself, okay, here's what needs to get done. Can we do it? Who can do it? Who should do it? And then if your team or the humans involved with this, if that doesn't go, if that that formula doesn't work out, you need to come up with a new one.
Correct.
You can't just go, well, we want to do 400 things, but we're only two people and can only really do two things well. Well, but we want 400 things. Like, that's not how reality works. You need to then go, well,
how are you going to get those things done? And you'll probably realize you can get four done,
yeah,
but not 400.
All right. So what are the most important four ones? And then
right.
If we say, well, four is not enough, well, then we know now we need to hire, right? Or we need to contract. But
whatever.
We can't
yeah.
just go, we want it, so we want it, and we won't.
And we're just going to go at it.
We're just going to go at it, and we're not going to, like, this is to me, we need to consider who will actually do all this work, and can they do it? Do they have the time? Is this the right time for them to do these things? Like, consider the humans evolving.
So I think that's great. And I'll give one other lens on it before we go to tips.
Yep.
Think about the outcome.
Think about it.
Because a lot of times you forget the outcome in all of this, right? You start with an outcome. You say, oh, we want to accomplish, you know, we want to get more marketing channels, right? And then you might list out a bunch of tactics. Okay, that's the wrong way. We already decided that. You probably need to pick a few of them, and then you got to figure out who's going to do them. But what's your outcome? I'm trying to get more traffic. So you have to marry a plan and the people against some kind of outcome, or your whole thoughtfulness breaks apart. Because someone can challenge you easily and say, well, what are we going to accomplish with that? And I think that's such a fundamental thing to being thoughtful that you can even forget in a plan like that. So if you have these, you know, 400 things, your outcome originally was, oh, we need to get a whole bunch of shit done. Well, that's not good. That's not the right outcome. It's more of the outcome we should have is like, out of the things we could do, what are the right four things to do? And then the outcome of those four things, what are we trying to accomplish? So I think a lot of times people will get more attentive to detail when there's alignment on the outcome. So I do that a lot in our companies, which is basically, oftentimes I'll say it like this, like, I don't care how we do it. What I do care about is that we get that outcome. So whatever plan you have, I need you to have confidence that we're going to get that outcome. But the reason I do that is I don't want to micromanage people unless they deserve it,
yeah,
which is totally fine. I can do that too. Nobody likes it when I do that, but I can do that. But if we're aligned on the outcome, I actually loosen up on how we get there, as long as that person's willing to own the outcome. So a lot of this has to do with owning the outcome in my mind.
All right. So is that your tip?
Yeah, I guess.
Own the outcome. Yeah. Here's my tip on this. A lot of times, if you are trying to accomplish something that you failed at before, right? You have a big plan to drive more traffic. Why? Because you're not getting enough traffic, or the last plan didn't work out or something. There's usually something that didn't work and now you want it to work or you wanted to change it. If you do that, before you jump into action, I would step back and ask myself, what type of thinking did we use to get to the outcome that we had? And then challenge myself to say, are we thinking the same way now? Because if you use the same thought process to solve the same problem, if in the past that thought process didn't give you a good solution, in the future that thought process will not give
something
you a good
solution. Something has to change, and it's fundamental.
It's fundamental. It's the way we're approaching this problem, or we're thinking about this problem. It's not the plan we put in place to solve it. So taking the extra time to go back and ask yourself, what type of thinking or approach did we take to get a solution to this? And are we using the same type of thinking approach now? And if so, maybe that's the fundamental issue.
And I think the example you gave with the team member on your team,
yeah,
they could get a lot of value from what you just said, right? Which is, think about like when they're talking to you and then they get hit with these questions they can't answer. Well, what was my thought process? How did I spend so much time and still get hit with this thing? And the answer in that case is like, they just, honestly, the simple answer is they weren't thoughtful enough. The right answer though is like, they didn't think about a few critical areas that are probably core to how they think.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of messed up, but like a lot of this has to do with changing one's thinking in order to have sort of better results and be more thoughtful.
There you go. That's it from us.
All right. Later.
See you later.